Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. So I got a question for you guys. What was the most significant thing that happened this weekend? Was it Deshaun taking all Texan stuff off his social media? Was it Patrick Reed cheating again? Was it the Rockets winning their fifth straight now, 9-9? Or was it Lance being quoted by Pro Football Talk?
None. Matt Stafford gone for about 14
picks. That was significant for the Texans.
Well, people will say it's really completely disconnected because Les Snead has been giving up a bunch of draft picks.
Like, yeah, he don't
draft picks like
he's
Daryl
like the
Moore.
Daryl Moore, yeah.
He's like, there you go, have some draft picks. And the other thing is there's a belief that he moved those picks to take Goff's contract. So I know the thought is this is the And it should affect the asking price. I mean, realistically, Deshaun's asking price should be significant. But
well, it's still going to be.
It is still a big deal because the Colts don't have him.
I mean,
so inside the division, there's no concern over Matt Stafford. I still think Matt Stafford can play.
How about that? They put out, I just saw a tweet that the Colts basically didn't offer anything.
Yeah.
For Stafford.
They must not have had a value on him.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess they're looking just for just a free agent as opposed to. But yeah. Stafford could.
I thought Stafford would have been a great move for them. But, you know, if
he values picks though.
If the Rams are going to give you that though, you can't be in contention. You can't get in a fight with the Rams who are giving you two firsts and a third.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just too much.
And Goff was a Brock Osweiler deal.
Yeah, you do have to take
Goff. Actually had
Goff could run this team. Goff could run a lot of teams out there. Now, is he a top 10 quarterback? I don't think so, but he's had his moments.
Yeah.
He's had his moments. I mean, you could put him once again with Brandon Cooks, just had something special here in Houston. Brandon Cook, Goff to Cooks. That's legendary.
Off the charts.
Yeah, that's legendary. It's a Super Bowl combination.
Well, it is, except Cooks kept dropping the ball when he threw it to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than that, legendary.
Other than that, it was a special combination.
And by special, you mean like, I think, like, special. Yeah, that's what I think. What, Dell? Don't be. Already, Dell? No. You were a little out of line yourself. Okay? I made a reference, and I got all kinds of, did you see all the Goodfellas references? I said, Lance being quoted by Pro Football Talk, Lance don't shine shoes no more. I don't know if you heard.
I made a whole article out of a tweet I had yesterday.
Yeah, that's different. Journalism.
No, that's actually 2021.
Yeah, right.
That's how we do things.
A tweet got an entire...
creates an article.
An entire article. So what? When you talked to Mike about it, what did he say?
I didn't. He didn't reach out. He just used the tweet. I think anything that has a chance to make Jack Easterby look bad, what I said was, and I'll get into something else. I was on a little bit of a tirade yesterday. And I think I've said this on the show. I think I said it last week. I mean, people are missing. If they're not listening, we've had a lot of stuff about Texans related, like throughout the year.
I know. I saw that. And then you were going back and forth with a guy who's saying that Seth had it and all this stuff. I was like, well, Lance, is it really worth it?
It's not. I mean, we've been talking about this forever.
Right.
Not just Easterby, but O'Brien, different moves on a team. Look, the bottom line is Jack Easterby.
Well, he follows you, too.
Who?
Jack Easterby.
Does he?
Well, it seems like JC Prepper.
Well, there's like three different burner accounts that people are aware of that have a Jack Easterby vibe to them.
Mm-hmm.
And now JC Prepper has more of a... JC is John... Here.
John it's C. G- Prepper, it's, 98.
It's, yeah, Prepper, I thought it was 98. Jesus. He's prepping for Jesus Christ.
Pardon me?
I thought he was prepping for Jesus Christ.
No, that's not...
Jason.
That's not...
If he's a Jack, you should be a cat.
What I want you to
No. People believe this guy laid out why that's actually Nick Casario or someone
close to
him.
Okay, I'm not believing that.
Okay, can I just read you what he's got?
Right.
Watch how quick John is about to change his tune.
Right.
When you see this. So JC Prepper is, he
JC
said,
Prepper 98.
John Kerry, he said, oh, really? Because guess where Nick Easterby went to college? I said, where? John Carroll. Guess what his high school name was? The mascot's name. And they sent me a Wikipedia page. The Preppers. He goes, yeah, and guess what year he was born? Or what year he graduated? 1998, which would make him born in 75. And it said, and it used to say on this guy's bio, 75 or something, and then he took it off. I'm like, holy crap. But I just don't believe that there's a burner account for Nick Cassero. Now, somebody who knows him or whatever, that's fine. But I'm telling you, if you go to this account, JC Prepper, if you go to, there's like three different ones. And it's like anytime Easterby's name pops up, this guy's jumping in on it.
Well, he seems he's following all the media except me. He's not following me. I don't have a blue check.
Well, you don't have a blue check.
I don't have a blue check mark. But yeah, he's following all the media, and he's definitely, if you ever make a comment, a negative comment about anything, Texans, he's going
to
come back.
Oh, you don't have to tag anybody. It's a name search. It's just a total name search. But you should put something and see if the guy.
Well, I want to see if it is Easterby, which is probably not. It's probably Casari. I was going to say, I want him to renounce God. I want to tell SJC Prepper to renounce.
No, this guy also has religious stuff, too.
Yeah. Well,
it's almost like it's an elaborate ruse.
Well, I want him to say, all right, let's make him say, it's JC Prepper 98. Let's make him say how stupid Cal is.
But it's like a...
If you're
like
not a burner, you will say Cal is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone, I'm not a burner. Like,
yeah, okay.
Why are you answering everything about Jack Easterby or Nick Cassero?
And you're so adamant about how great they are.
And you started this account literally the day that Nick Cassero was hired. It's such a weird, these guys have not, it's so easy to look at this stuff. But anyway, all I said was that I've heard from actually a couple of NFL people now that Jack Easterby is contacting agents. He's contacted a couple teams. I don't know if it's on Nick Casario's behest or whatever, but he's still involved in football. I mean, Jack Easterby is still, and I said this on Twitter, I said, you know, I've heard from football people that he's contacting agents on behalf of the team about free agency type stuff and all this. He's still involved in football. Football people tell me, oh, no, Jack's still very much involved.
Well, J.C. Prepper said, well, what if he's calling him on Casario's? Yeah. Casario wants to call him.
It's just, and so I said, so sleep tight. I mean, it's not changing. He's not the character. He was telling some people, like, I'm just a character. I don't do anything anymore. Mm. I don't know what you heard, but I don't do anything.
Why is
he's telling people he's not. Huh? What?
Why is he Why is he writing to or emailing or texting moms, players' moms?
Oh no, that was something from a guy from a Colts website, I think, or was it?
It was on
Stampy
a scout.
Blue
it was somebody
something.
Standing on the field at.
No, it was a media member who. I mean, it was like a fan site who was sitting behind a couple agents in the stands.
Yeah.
At the Senior Bowl. And said that they, and this guy said, look, what I heard was these two agents were talking about Jack Easterby like he was a scorned lover, like a high school girlfriend, where he was texting responses to their clients. And then if they weren't, or at least to one guy's client, about how he's really upset with them about something. And then he comes back and he apologizes later to the guy and then apparently the other one goes, yeah, he texted. Or he contacted my player's mom and said she's just worried, really worried that he's making bad life choices. And that sounds, I don't think this person was making this up. I mean, it sounds reasonable to what Jack supposedly does. And this guy said, look, I don't even know this Jack situation much. He goes, but this is what happened when I'm just sitting behind agents minding my own business, but also listening into everything that we're saying. He's like, it sounded like a scorned lover thing. Like, this guy treats people like he's a high school girlfriend. I'm just thinking, man, how in the world? I don't know. I still think there is a chance that Cal will step down. I believe there is a chance that Cal McNair may step. I think this is getting to be too much for him. And I think the older brother, they're not selling that team.
No, they're not selling
that. But the older brother may need to get involved.
Well, yeah, and who hasn't been involved,
and that's
has never been involved, and from what I understood, never wanted to be involved. He'd never been around the first 5 years.
I didn't know there was one.
I didn't know
there was another.
McNair. No, and apparently there's another one.
What?
I don't know. If it's a girl, there's another sibling. Does anybody know about this?
No.
Somebody said that there was another one.
Well, why don't we get the bad one?
Whoever it is, we'll take anybody but Cal.
Yeah.
Okay?
I was hoping that Janice would step in and bring some. Like, she's a 90-year-old woman who I'm just, please, Janice, do something about this.
Janice, can't you run the team? Honestly, yeah. How bad would that be?
Oh, Mrs. Ford, I don't want her running the team. Mrs. McNair, that's fine.
Yes.
That's fine.
No. I would take, what is Hannah, what are Cal's kids doing? Anybody but Cal, okay?
Yeah.
But if it is, we'll see if it's going to be our Carrie. It's our Carrie, right?
Yeah. Our Kelly.
It's our not Carrie, our Kelly.
Our Carrie McNair, correct.
You're going to get pissed that you're calling him R. Kelly.
So anyway, Matthew Stafford gets dealt, which is one of the – so one team – well, it was two teams that had unhappy quarterbacks, and they deal those guys out. So nothing new on the Deshaun front. I think it's going to go really, really deep. And there's a little rumor floating around that the Texans floated request for the trade, that was actually the Texans did that, and you would say, why would they do that? And that's what I'm saying. Why would they do that to their own hiring? Because this is their new thing to start to dig at Deshaun. I think Deshaun has made a big mistake. The first big mistake is him not returning texts, phone calls, nothing at all when they're trying to get a hold of him. If you want to get traded, you really need to have a relationship. Like, you can't. Because now Nick Caserio is like, starts off his press conference, into the press conference, he says, yeah, I just want to make sure we love Deshaun Watson. He's not going, we're not trading him. And now that's their way of basically sticking it back to Deshaun. Deshaun's side has had a lot to say through tweets and anonymous sources and all this, taking this off. And now basically Nick Caserio showed you it ain't going to be easy, Deshaun. We've been trying to contact you. We've been trying to get a hold of you. Yeah. You won't contact anybody. Sean wants to get traded. He's going to have to, he's going to have to be a little bit more mature about this and try to.
Well, in that whole, and the other thing came out this weekend, he will sit. Well, okay, we'll see. When they start fining, when that money starts coming off the books, and then the $20 million that you're going to have to get back.
Like I said, everyone acts like he's got, that's Twitter leverage. That's not real leverage.
Yeah.
His leverage is missing games, so they get the first pick of the draft, and they don't have to pay Deshaun Watson. That's not leverage.
No.
They don't. What? We get to make more money and get the first pick.
By the way, we still own the rights to Deshaun.
And we have his.
And it's just another year. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Well, we'll see. 712 ESPN 97.
He had 1 year left. Yeah, he has leverage.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have 1 year left. This isn't the Le'Veon Bell situation.
Not with five. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
TGS Insurance wants you to text them if you want to check out what your homeowner's insurance could be. I don't know what it is right now, but what it could be is much lower. It could be in the neighborhood of $900 lower annually for A-rated insurance. And here's the thing. With TGS, the first thing they do is they shop an aggregated group of A-rated insurance, and they get you the lowest rate within seconds. It usually takes 15 seconds to get a rate. So if you text the word money to 232323, that's money. To 232323, within 15 seconds, they'll get back to you with a firm quote. And this is going to give you the insurance that you need at your home so that you can have peace of mind while still saving money. Keep some of that bread in your pocket with TGSinsurance.com. Go to the website at TGSinsurance.com for more information. And when you're ready to roll, text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, anything from the weekend that you want to talk about, let's talk about this Jared Goff-Matthew Stafford trade. And if you're going to lose football games anyway, you might as well lose them with Jared Goff instead of Matthew Stafford, right? And then you might as well get all those picks.
Yeah.
I mean, they get a third rounder this year and then two firsts in 22 and 23. They get Jared Goff, who's a downgrade.
Probably. Yeah. You might not have said, I don't know. Probably, but I don't think he's hapless.
No.
But, you know, you do have to pay him a little bit of money, but you get all those first-round picks on a third-round pick.
Yeah, and you probably got money anyway because you're a cheap organization.
Hey, I'm in on trading Deshaun, just for the record. I mean, he doesn't want to be here. I think, unfortunately, it could come down to a really ugly situation where they say, where he may have to come with his tail tucked between his legs if he wants to get his money. Because the Texans aren't going to make it easy on him. He's going to have to, at some point, he's going to have to, have communications with the team. I mean, deep communications if he wants to get traded.
Yeah.
And then somebody's going to have to come with an offer. This whole idea, free Deshaun Watson, hashtag, let me tell you something. There will be like 15 burners in your account if you start putting hashtag free Deshaun Watson, because they ain't taking bad deals for Deshaun Watson. So if you want him free, just come up with an offer. Just come up with it, as we say. Come up with it,
mm-hmm.
and you can have Deshaun Watson. But he ain't going for it. Ain't nobody giving you two ones, and that's Deshaun Watson. Nope. He can get freed from this contract that he signed and got the as long as he comes up with the as long as the team comes up. This is David Mulgeta's job now to find an offer. And I think their idea that, you know, their idea that Watson was going to go to Miami and everything was going to live happily ever after, the Dolphins shut that down. And now it's like, uh-oh. Now where do we go? Because this New York stuff is a joke.
No, he ain't coming there.
He ain't playing for Woody Johnson. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, he ain't playing for, and I don't think the Giants either. Dan Orlovsky, his trade scenario. Sorry. But Deshaun wants a perfect situation. Guess what? There ain't one. Guess what? I mean, if no matter where you go, they're going to have to give up draft capital for you. I mean, what do you think you're going to go in right away? And now, watch out, Patrick Mahomes, because here I come. Where are you going to go that they don't have to give up the world for you?
Well, according to McClain, he floated it out what the Texans' starting asking price would be. It would be two ones, two twos, and two defensive starters.
Yeah.
Which. Let's just play it out.
Damn, and I thought that John McClain was going to be the coach before they traded him.
Well, he seems to have gotten away from that particular statement. Now, let's play it out. Let's say Deshaun gets to go to his favorite place, allegedly, the Dolphins. That would mean clearly some combination of a one this year and a one next year. Maybe
let's
do it.
Let's go through the scenario again.
Hold on. And then you have the two twos. You get the Texans. You get your one of your twos back and a one from the Dolphins. And then the Dolphins are like, we've given you all this, and you, what else do you want? Would you want a Xavier
Howard and Christian Wilkins? I already told you.
And then the Dolphins will go, wait a minute, no, we're not doing that.
And then poof, and then it's over.
That's fine, but the
Dolphins. And guess what? Then you got Tua, and you don't win nothing, and you don't get no Coke.
You guys keep talking about this like the Dolphins are the ones talking about Deshaun all the time. Yeah. It's the other way around. Yeah. I think the Dolphins will be fine saying, we're not giving you all that. Go play with Houston or wherever you want to go, but we're not giving you a deal that you love.
You want Deshaun to keep Miami out of his mouth.
Yeah, Miami say, hey, keep our name out of your mouth. Stop talking about us like we're thirsting for you. We ain't no thirsty dude on Twitter who's talking
about
Texas.
You all are very thirsty. You're trying to act like you're not.
Yeah, that's all.
Lance,
you're parched. You're eating Lance's brisket.
See, you took a shot at you. I wasn't going to. Lance, you told the story about the Dolphins not all in on this particular trade package. And if John McClain is right about what the Texans are asking, they're not doing that.
What's that?
They're not doing that.
The Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins are going to do it.
Behind the scenes, people are the Dolphins.
I talked to
telling,
somebody in the Dolphins organization.
And
way
what did
up,
they say?
Way up there. Said,
we're doing it.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Two
sure.
ones, two twos, and Xavier Howard, Christian.
Yeah,
whatever.
Sure.
I'll take that. Like, for real, I will.
What Deshaun doesn't realize, a lot of people don't realize because the Dolphins fast-forwarded their timeline because they won 10 games last year. If the Dolphins gave up what the Texans may be asking for and Deshaun went there, he would be on a very Texans-like team. The team, not this past year, but the teams previous where they're not good enough, but they can win a division or win 10 games. The Dolphins have holes. He's not entering a ready-made situation considering what they would have to give up to get him.
Shut up. Yeah. No one cares about your team. Give us all the picks and players.
That's okay.
Then we don't care about your team anymore. If you want to give us your picks and players, then we can talk.
No, we'll talk. You mean give back your picks.
No, we're not talking.
That too. We want those and pick some
players.
Your picks.
Pick some players. Deshaun, go to New York. Give us your pick.
I don't. Deshaun, go to San Francisco for all I care.
What players could you get from the? There's no players.
No,
the Jets.
No, no. Good Lord, no. I mean, I start with Sam.
Picks and players. Falcons. You know what? You can have them.
You want Hayden Hurst?
You take Becton and Sam Darnold.
We'll take. Yeah, they're not doing that.
And Deshaun be like, and why am I coming here?
And he would say, I would like to invoke my no trade clause.
Oh, immediately.
What about Atlanta, Deshaun? Do you like that? Here's what we want. Calvin Ridley. Okay. Starts with Calvin Ridley.
We want
Deion Jones.
Julio Jones, Matt Ryan.
And Hayden Hurst in the first rounder.
I think they are.
He wanted Hayden Hurst, Matt.
I think they are going to try to move Julio.
And the Texans would give up a first round.
But Julio's not really the same player right now. But
you think?
Yeah, I want. Here's a deal that we could do, and I think this is good radio. Hypothetical Deshaun Watson.
That happened
radio.
All day on Friday. Yeah.
But I do want. This is the last one. If you give us your fourth pick of the draft, Calvin Ridley, Deion Jones, and another first round pick, and a second round pick, then you can have him and Matt Ryan. Then you can have him.
Why would the Falcons do that?
We got to have somebody.
Well,
you want AJ McCarron?
Well, did you see Matt Ryan last year? He sucked.
Why would they want the that doesn't help the Falcons become winners.
Yeah, it does.
No,
Deshaun's a winner.
They stink. They need talent
Deshaun
on that roster.
Deshaun is a winner. Did you ever see him?
Yeah, I just saw him win four games.
Yeah, well, you can't
do
that.
Isn't he from Atlanta?
He's from
Georgia.
He's from Georgia, not Atlanta.
Yeah, it's going to be lit. Homecoming and all that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that. Hmm.
Yeah, that's where he's going.
Yeah.
Saints, make an offer, Saints. Tell you what, here's what we'll take, Saints.
What?
Marshawn Lattimore. Yeah. Let me keep going. Marshawn Lattimore. We will take one of their guards. You know, Andres Pete, get Fulton out of there.
Andres Pete.
Yeah. We will take.
Is it Jordan Cameron or Cameron Jordan? Take him.
That's Cameron Jordan.
Jordan Cameron.
Well, that's a lot. Now we're into a lot.
Marcus Davenport.
All right, here's what we want. Marshawn Lattimore, Marcus Davenport, and 3-1s.
You don't want Alvin Kamara?
Nope. Don't want that contract.
Well, I wouldn't mind that contract. That dude plays.
He plays for now. Just see if you can break the. You can break the jinx of second contract. Like
I don't know.
Name one running back who plays out his second contract and it goes well. I haven't seen one yet.
Well, back in the day, they used to.
He's only 25, too.
Yeah, I'm going to take Calvin Kamara.
Good.
I'm going to take odds.
How old is Todd Gurley? That agent, is he 38?
Well, he's had knee issues. Has Alvin Kamara had those issues?
He just has flaky issues.
Yeah, he does have that a little bit. Let's get Wayne in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Wayne, what's going on?
Hey, enjoy on the show on the drive in, man. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, I like Deshaun Watson, man, but I'm getting to the point I'm ready to. It's kind of realized it's just maybe time to part ways. I don't know. Hopefully the Texans can get all they can for him. But, hey, this is to Lance because I know he does that NFL draft stuff, but I respect all y'all's conversation and everything. But, Lance, do you think? I know I'm putting the cart in front of the horse, but any chance, depending on if we can get a quarterback back for him in the pick trade or whatever, you know, when we send him off to another team, if we did get a quarterback, any chance we could have a realistic shot at drafting Devonta Smith? I'm kind of excited. I just kind of throwing that out there. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Well, if you got the second, third, or fourth pick, yeah. I mean, if you did a deal with the Dolphins, I think Devontae Smith, if you got the third pick, but I don't think the Dolphins in any scenario are giving you the third pick. So if you got the third pick, though, yeah, you would end up having, in this scenario, Tua Tagovailoa, and you could have either Jamar Chase, and I think that would be, honestly, I think if you look at how the draft set up, I think it would be either Jamar Chase or Devontae Smith. So, yeah, I mean, there is a scenario. It's the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins are the scenario. It's starting to feel like it's going to be Devontae Smith and Tua are going to play together this year. Wherever you want to put them, that's fine, but they're going to play together. I mean, unless they like Jamar Chase better, which is always a possibility because he's bigger than Devontae Smith by about 30 pounds. So,
I just never.
Does it make you nervous, a 170-pound wide receiver going third?
Nope. Nope, sure doesn't. That dude can just play. I don't care. I'll tell 170 pounds, whatever. He's gonna be out there. He's gonna play. I mean, any wide receiver, you take a bone crunching hit. I don't care how you could be 30 pounds heavier, you're gonna be out. You're gonna get a shoulder, a knee, whatever the case may be. That dude is silky smooth. That's one of the best receivers I've ever seen in college. Well, he had arguably the best college wide receiver career ever. I mean, so no, I ain't worried about that. He is really, really good. I'll take him over Jamar Chase. 728, yeah, and plus I wasn't thrilled about, you know, I don't know. If I'm an NFL team and a guy just decides I'm not playing this year, I'm taking points off.
Did you see how many players? I'm telling you, this is going to be a major problem moving forward. Did you see how many players quit on the Senior Bowl?
No.
30 players.
They just
said, we're not playing. And the Senior Bowl's like, we've got charity affiliations.
The game is why you're here.
Yeah, we've got, they're like, no, we're there for the practice. But like, no, we've got sponsorships. All this money goes to charity affiliations. Like, players just dropped out en masse, and teams were furious. They're like, you know what?
What are you gonna
do? I already thought he's like, one guy goes, Jack Anderson from Texas Tech. He goes, I had a free agent grade on you before. You're going to keep your free agent grade. Because I know, you don't, I mean, you're not even willing to compete at all. This thing where you opt out of everything is a major, major issue right now that's developing in the NFL. And opting out of the bowl games, okay. Opting out of the season, mid-season opt out. Now no one's playing in the Senior Bowl, like the game. They just went for practices and then they bailed on the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then people say, I don't care. I wouldn't want to play that either. Okay, I get that. But that's the last part of the commitment. Part of the commitment of being spotlighted is that we need you to play in this game.
Yeah.
We sell tickets, you compete. And then we raise money for a charity, and then that's the thing. And now the big concern is that they're going to have to eventually eliminate the game, and the charity will be out of money.
So it's just going to be the senior practices instead of just the
scrimmages.
Senior bowl.
Yeah.
All right, 729 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to hang with us.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We just figured something out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're going to have to start. Cal, D-Cal. What's the D stand for? We don't know? Well, because R. Carey, Robert Carey McNair is...
Dwayne.
You're going to say... D-Wayne? What about Deshaun? You don't think it's Deshaun?
I don't think so.
No?
That's not the favorite.
D-Cal, but we just figured out it's Calhoun. His name is Calhoun.
Yeah.
Because his kid's
That'd be
name.
A family name.
Right? His kid's name's Robert Calhoun.
Yeah.
So I think we got to start calling Calhoun. I don't know. I just think that if that's the form, if Patrick Mahomes wants to be called Patrick Mahomes and not Pat,
mm-hmm.
do you think that Cal now would do you think Janice is going to come out and say, hey, I'm a little pissed off. Everybody's calling him Cal, a little familiar, mm-hmm. like Mitchell Trubisky, Calhoun McNair.
She would be lucky if everyone just called Cal. If she's pissed off about Cal, she's going to be really mad about the names he's actually being called.
Yeah, exactly.
That is true. That is true. 7378037776. I'm going to tell you this. I think Christian Wood's pretty good. Okay? I'm going to go out on a limb.
It looked like it was going to be a blow. I thought we were going to see a blowout. I thought the Rockets were going to get blown out by the...
And
Pelicans, and before you know it, they made that run in the second quarter. And I'll tell you what,
how about now, a 48 spot?
Yeah, it was impressive, and they rolled on. I mean, the Pelicans cut it to I think 8, and then the Rockets just extended on them again. And there is something about this aisle of misfit toys that is a little bit fun to watch. You don't know who's going to do anything on any given time down the. Literally, on any given time down the court, you don't know who's going to get the ball. You really don't. And they defend. Now, that was a really ugly game. The turnovers were so bad. I mean, it was literally like YMCA pickup basketball where no one was taking care of the ball. At one point, there were three turnovers consecutively, back to back to back, without a shot. And it's just like, God, guys. But the Pelicans really took care of the ball worse than the Rockets did. But having John Wall out there, when John Wall is out there and Jay Sean's running around being active, and Christian Wood with his, you know, with his activity level and ability to it's weird having somebody around the basket that has skill level, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
It's really weird. Like, under Daryl's offense and game plan and Mike D'Antoni's. Under Daryl's eye and under Mike's eye, there was not really a lot of development of Clint Capella's offensive game. And I think in the past, you would have seen a young, raw guy, and then he would have learned a jump hook. He would have learned, you know, some type of face-up move in the paint back in the day. Now it's just like, for what? The Rockets style, just, we're not going to develop this guy. Just catch lobs, dunk it, block shots, rebound, and then that's all we care about. We're not going to try to make you a better basketball player. And so now you have a guy who already has a little bit of a skill level in Christian Wood. So it was kind of fun watching him the other day. There were some big shots. Victor Oladipo hit a couple big threes that when they were making their run, the Pelicans. But, you know, here's what strikes me about the Pelicans. They got a collection of guys, but they're not really a team. But you and I thought the same thing. Man, Zion is just chunky. Zion is just thick.
Yeah, he's just too fat.
Yeah, it's and you can see, like, it's not, he's going to have, you know, he's going to be carrying, he's probably carries over 300 pounds right now in his frame, close to it. That is going to do some damage on the knees and ankles. And he's a guy who has his knees kind of turn in a little bit, which puts even more pressure on him. You know, NFL teams like to kind of avoid knock knee guys and on the offensive line because it puts so much pressure on their joints. And Zion just didn't feel like a massive, for the guy that looked like he was going to be generational, the guy who Knicks fans lost their minds about.
Yep.
He just looks like a pretty good basketball
player. No, he's a good basketball player. Yeah. He's a good basketball player. Since Oladipo got here and James got there, the Nets are 6-3 and the Rockets are 5-2. I mean, it's pretty much a wash. The Nets are, did you see them lose to the Wizards? Holy crap. That is the, and they scored 6 points in the last 3.8 seconds to win the game.
Oh. I'd love to see it.
They're on pace to be the worst defensive team, right, in NBA history?
Since James was traded there, they're on pace to be the best offensive team in NBA history and on pace to be the worst defensive team in NBA history.
Well, James, you can't blame James. James would have helped their defense.
Well, he didn't play.
He didn't play in his last game.
If you missed it, Bradley Beal, who's out and out miserable in Washington.
Oh, my gosh.
There's always a misery shot of Bradley Beal on the bench, and it happened in this game, too, and he actually won.
But he did have 37.
Yeah, but that's his point. I have 37, and we still stink.
They beat the Nets.
Well, this was in the middle of a game where they were clearly losing.
Sometimes he goes down there. There's a compilation of Bradley Beal just standing around. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
So if you missed it, he comes down and hits about a 27-footer with the man in his face. And I don't know which Net player's taking it out. They're trying to get the ball in quickly. I guess they didn't have a timeout. Kevin Durant moves one way, then shifts the other way. The guy throws it in where Kevin Durant was as opposed to where he's supposed to be. He is now. And then Russ gets it, makes a three, and they take the lead. And then after a timeout or so, the Nets miss a layup that would have won the game. So the Wizards get a win. Russ hits the game-winning three, and 149-146 was the final.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
It is truly it's an unbelievable situation over there with the Nets. I mean, the Rockets are on a five-game win streak, and James has just joined a team that you take a bad defensive player or a great post defender. I guess we still have to say that. And
lead the league in steals too, right? Or tip balls.
That's great.
Deflected balls.
I think on the ball defense is bad.
Yeah.
On the ball defense is And when he wants to be, he can be a little bit better. But in general, on just a regular like Wednesday night against the Thunder, it's going to be bad. On just a now, when he wants to have a possession, he can do that. But when you look at that team, you got a lunatic. You got James, who's not really like all in Mr. Basketball. You've got Kyrie, who's Kyrie is just a flake show. And then you got Kevin Durant, who literally has burner accounts going after 15-year-olds who have blogs. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with this emotional trio of players over there? And in Houston, we've got Boogie Cousins firing up threes at record rates per minute. John Wall, who when he's healthy is playing good basketball. Christian Wood has been a steal. EG has been doing a good job defensively recently. And then
is Rafael Stone right now the executive of the year?
I don't know if I would make him executive of the year, but you got to. He's in the discussion.
Well, look at
the, right now they're a playoff team.
No, they're not.
They're
like 10th or whatever.
Yeah,
they're being the play-in game.
Right, one but of them. Even still, they're a game out of fifth. Out of fifth.
A lot of it's compressed currently.
They're right. We're talking about them in the playoffs.
No. But here's listen. Nobody's had to make as many moves as he has. Nobody found a Christian Wood. Who got a deal like Christian Wood this offseason? I mean, a guy that's playing all-star caliber that was a nobody, that literally was a nobody that I had never heard of. And I know, I'm not the biggest, I like basketball, but I'd never heard of him, and I'm not alone. How many people in this city had never heard of Christian Wood?
Well, he would call you a casual like he called Shaq.
I'm not exactly. Well, I knew of him once he hit the Rockets. Shaq didn't, but while he was playing well, I was like, holy crap, this guy is really good. He's pretty good, and now he's just getting better. And this is with a bulky knee. Dude's playing pretty damn well. And he had to make the John Wall trade. He had to make the James Harden trade. He acquired Christian Wood.
Oladipo and all of that deal.
All of the other fill-in stuff.
He saved Caris LeVert.
He did save Caris LeVert's life.
There's a lot of, Rafael's done a really nice job.
Great job.
Yeah.
He's done a great job.
You know, some of the pieces are fitting together, even though, you know, you wonder what the long-term vision of the team is going to be. But you know what? It is kind of, we were at a Theodore Rex restaurant last night, and Justin Yu, who's the chef, there's a monster sports fan. And he's like, you know what? I just like watching the Rockets play right now.
Yeah.
He said, I like watching them. They're scrappy. They hustle. They play defense. He said, I really like
watching
them play.
They play a lot of defense.
They are. They're playing a lot of defense. And it's a team that may or may not make the playoffs in the Western Conference. But when it's all said and done, I mean, they're actually playing with each other and for each other, which is what you want to see. It's more of a team atmosphere now instead of this autocracy in the locker room. So, what they do before the trade deadline, like Oladipo could get moved again. Oladipo could just let him walk before trade deadline. But I don't think, other than PJ, there's a chance that PJ Tucker could get moved before the trade deadline for draft picks. And that wouldn't make me sad. I mean, I don't, you know, PJ doesn't have a long-term future. If you gave him a chance to win somewhere, that's great. Maybe just a second would be okay for PJ. And you let him go have a chance to win somewhere. But, it was a good weekend. And it's now five straight for the Houston Rockets. And they went from 4-9 to 9-9. And they're not an easy out for anybody.
No.
And that was on the road.
They're tough, and they play hard. It's nice. John Wall plays hard. I mean, this is fun. This is a lot more fun than it has been, just watching dribble, 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 dribble. Ah, come on. It's just, I know they won games, and James wins games. That's great. It's boring. This is I don't mind losing and enjoy watching it. Although,
oh my gosh, loser mentality over there.
No,
you don't mind losing as long as you have fun watching.
Yeah, it's more fun to watch.
What?
A bunch of guys that are try hard guys.
That's fine, but
yeah,
more fun to watch.
But
now,
you know what else they're doing, Dell? Winning five straight.
Well, that was my point. It's more
He's
fun
Wesley
now.
Wesley Snipes and White Man Can't Jump. You'd rather look good and lose. Then no, look bad and win.
No, that's
it's the... only more fun watching because they won five in a row. When they're in 4-9, it wasn't that much fun. Winning is fun.
Yeah, well, it's still more fun than watching James Harden
Is it when he's cooking? What about when he does a double step back?
Stop
what?
With the
what
about
step
what
back?
About when he's giving you the side eye?
He only gives that to Bullard.
He gave you the side eye.
No, he gave all of us the side eye. He gave everybody the
who
side eye.
Who was the one who was checking out your wife and you had to yell at him?
Lamar Odom.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep. 744 ESPN 975-7378-0-377. Are we going to delve into this Patrick Reed big controversy or not?
Why is he such an a-hole?
Because, well, we'll talk about it on the other side.
But first,
if you
need
get a
power
generator
to your home.
Generator Super Center. That's what we're talking about, a standalone Generac generator. And it's a standby generator. I call it standalone. But what it means is that it is a standalone, basically. It is installed at your home, and it's on standby. It's waiting to take care of any of your electrical needs if your electricity goes out. It provides you instant electricity when it goes out. Why would it go out? I don't know. Why? Maybe that transformer. You know when you hear that boom in your neighborhood and the lights go out and you realize this isn't going to be a short stop. This is gonna take a while. And sometimes it can take a long, long time. I've had it last actually over 24 hours in my neighborhood. How about getting the automatic standby generator in case of a tropical storm or hurricane? That can really put you on the sideline for quite a while. The Generac is, and Generator Supercenter is the number one dealer in the entire country for Generac automatic standby generators. But this generator is going to keep you flowing the entire time. It doesn't matter what happens weather-wise. You'll still have your television. You'll still have your air conditioning, your heater, whatever the case may be. It's an amazing peace of mind, and it's something that will really have a lot of value for you if you ever resell your home. Make sure that you get a free estimate and find out today how you can give yourself peace of mind with Generac, thanks to Generator Supercenter. They've got low finance available. It's GeneratorSupercenter.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Man, huge concert. And listen, we got to yesterday's CBS broadcast, and they spent about 20 minutes on it. It happened in the third round on Saturday. Patrick Reed's ball, he's in the fairway bunker, and he hits a shot left of the green, and it bounces once, and then just disappears into the rough. The rough was very penal all weekend long. Anyway, so the official that's right there, or not official, but just somebody who's watching, who works it, and is a spotter. So he asked, "Did you see it bounce?" "No, I didn't see it bounce." So that means that there's a good chance that there's a chance that it could be embedded. If it bounces, there's no chance a bounce this high is going to be embedded in the ground. It's just not traveling fast enough. So he goes over there, he takes a tee in, he picks it up, he looks at it. Oh, yeah, yeah, it looks like it's embedded. He talks to the guy, says, well, it looks like it's embedded. Well, you see this? You bring the official over, and he moves it, and he pars. Rory McIlroy did the exact same thing without calling a rule official over, and nobody said a word, not a word. Rory did the same thing, but people like Rory. Everybody hates Patrick Reed, dude.
Because they hate him because he did something last time.
Right? Yeah, right. He was in the sand, and if there's less sand behind the ball, I mean, you can like sweep it out and then hit the ball.
What do you mean if there's less
well,
sand?
Well, if your ball is got sand behind it, yeah, you know, you're not going to be able to hit it as well. So you kind of scrape your...
That's legal?
No, it's not. That's what he did. No, it's not. That's what he did.
It creates a T almost.
Right. So yeah, you could get behind and underneath it. And
he
everything.
Did this and people could see?
And so you could see. You said, well, it was on TV and you saw it.
Did he run real fast and say, look over there, and try to scrape a little? No. And there's this big line of sand missing?
No. All he did was he kind of dragged his sand wedge across it.
How did he think he would get away with that?
He did. He got away with it. He got away with it. Everybody knew he cheated. He didn't. He said, I didn't touch the ground. When it was clear, the television showed, he definitely moved the sand away and hit it. Anyway, so
That's the kind of guy you have to go into.
No,
the
no,
woods.
No, and that's not the first. You got, that's you not got, the second. It's not the third.
Really,
Patrick Reed.
So
is,
you gotta go if he hits into, you know, into a sparsely wooded area off the.
Oh, you're watching.
You have to go in there because he's gonna.
Yeah, I hate playing with guys like that. You ever play with the guy? Because I play a lot.
Lucky
you,
Lay.
Wait,
here,
we gotta go look for his ball. So, there are guys that find their ball in the most, and it's like
the most fortuitous spots.
Oh, and it's
available.
Like, oh, look at the lie. He's, what? Are you? And all of a sudden,
he's
the
on
ball,
top of this tuft of grass.
The ball comes flying out of the woods, and you're like, oh, really? And anyway,
and you see a tee go flying up. Did you tee that up?
Yeah.
No, there's tees all over the place. When I hit it, a tee bounced up.
So anyway, it was a big stink. He won by 4, so it didn't really matter. Maybe 5. I don't know, whatever.
This is who you're it considered was, to be now.
Well, that's who he is. No. He's the most disliked player. But Billy Homer made the point this weekend. He said, you know, this is exactly what the LPGA needs. He said, when you used to watch Connors and McEnroe, I mean, they were bad boys, and they would be, and you just couldn't miss it.
They were both considered bad boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you couldn't miss it because I want to, you know, and the LPGA Tour has nothing. There's no personality. There's nothing. I mean, we got the PGA Tour's got Sergio and Patrick Reed and, you know, I don't know. Well, Tiger is obviously a controversial figure. There's some personality out there, you know? And that's when tennis was I can't name. Did you see the tweet? Darren Revelle put out?
No. Over the weekend?
Over the weekend.
He's always pissing people off. What did
you
do?
No. I retweeted it. Darren Revelle said this. Here, where is it? I'll find it. Hold on a second. Darren Revelle said the Australian Open, here it is. The Australian Open will allow up to 30,000 fans per day. No mask requirements either. Mm. And I said, 30,000? There aren't 30,000 tennis fans in the world, let alone Australia. And they're going to be 30,000 a day?
Did
Stop.
Anyone attack you?
Stop. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, mate, there's a lot of people in Australia, except Perth temporarily. And so blessed and thankful that we can have crowds at sporting events here. We had crowds back at sporting events here since June last year.
He told me
30,000 people a day in Melbourne will be wonderful. Said Robbie Thornton. Robbie Thornton.
Oh, okay. But not to you.
Not to me. Well, he said mate, so I got to figure he's Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
And he knows that there's something going on in Perth. What's going on in Perth? Does anybody know?
Fires?
Oh, that was like a year ago.
Well, but maybe that was the fires. Maybe there's nothing going on there anymore. I don't know. Kangaroo
nobody
attacks?
Can go back?
Maybe everything got burned up.
They're in lockdown over COVID.
Oh, they're just in lockdown.
Oh, by the way, have you seen the latest? All those countries that tried to let not all of them, but like three different countries that tried to let the virus just run wild and like, we'll just do herd immunity. Because it goes to more people, it mutated. Because the more people who have it, the greater the chances of mutation. And so now there's all these variants and mutations coming out of South America, and I got to see, there's three countries where it's a huge concern right now. Like, God, why did y'all just do this? Now we got mutations. Oh, also, how about this? I was watching. I'll tell you during the break. It might be too controversial. I'll tell you during the break. I don't feel like listening to anyone's thing.
No. I'll tell you what we need to do is we need to play, since it happened after our show on Friday. We need to play some of the David Culley sound bites. David Culley, our new head coach, who...
You're a new head coach.
Pardon me?
You're a new head coach.
Yeah.
He's not mine.
He does sound...
I said our new head coach.
He does sound...
When I say our, when did I ever include you?
Honestly, I don't think he's a lot of people's new head coach.
He's the city's head coach.
Is he?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he's the city's head coach. He's the most important figure in this city right now.
He's like a steward until the guy they actually want is ready.
Yeah. Anyway, so we need to get to David Culley and first of all, hear what he sounds like, because no one's ever heard him speak.
I heard him quite a bit, and I don't know if it's surprising, but he doesn't sound like an NFL head coach.
He doesn't?
No.
No, he's extraordinarily happy to be there. I mean, he's got a lot of energy. He's ebullient. Did you hear? Did you hear any?
Yeah.
He's very ebullient. He's very energetic. He's very happy to be there.
That's why they got him.
Now, when you say he doesn't sound like a head coach, I actually know. I don't know if you're joking around.
Yeah, he's joking. I think his.
No, I'm not joking.
The way he sounds,
he doesn't sound like a head coach.
What do you mean?
Southern. He's very Southern. That's what I mean.
Well, you can't have a Southern head coach.
Oh my gosh. Have you heard? Josh, do you know that Josh played somebody on Twitch that he sounded like Foghorn Langhorne? And they were able to isolate where he goes. And I said,
I said,
and I'm like, is that? And somehow I knew that was. I was in my office working, and all I could hear is people laughing uproariously. Well, Josh is super loud when he does his show, but the guys in that room were all laughing. I said, is that our new head coach? Is that David Culley saying, I say it? And I'm like, and they said, yeah, that's David Culley. Like, that sounds weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he said. Now, you can take anything and write at the right time, cut it, but yeah, it was.
Well, I want to hear from David Culley on the other side right here on ESPN.
We need to play some Nick Sirianni. Did y'all hear him too? I don't know if he didn't prepare properly, if his notes got screwed up, if a teleprompter went down. Nick Sirianni's, you know, the Colts quarterback coach, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's with the Eagles. Have you heard that one?
No, I haven't heard it.
I mean, we're getting some unbelievable coaching interviews right now. I mean, they're introductory press conferences. You got Dan Campbell, who I guess is doing something from Big Lebowski about shooting people's knees off. Sirianni is just it's mumbling and stumbling. It's uncomfortable.
Worse than Adam Gase's eyes at his Jets?
Adam Gase's eyes were the worst things I've ever seen.
Ever.
Nothing's been more terrifying. You knew immediately that was going to be a terrible hire.
Well, Bill, I think you had a feeling about that before that.
Yes, before the press conference. Before he was looking at things flying around his head. Yeah, I knew it was going to be a terrible hire.
I got a great feeling about this 2021 Ford F-150 that you can find at Chastang Ford. They've got them in stock. And I got to tell you, it was the nicest truck I've ever not only driven but been in. This is not even an exaggeration. You got to check out the 2021 Ford F-150. They have the whole thing is different. The whole thing. If you're looking for a new truck, that's it. And then the 21 Ford Bronco Sport is a totally sweet vehicle as well. And they've got them in stock. And there are a lot of these dealerships that don't have the F-150s or the Broncos. 2020 EcoSport. They got them right now at $14,999. That is a great starter car for a kid. 2020, all remaining Explorers up to $10,000 off, or the 2020 Ford F-150s, XLT crew cabs, up to $10,000 off. They got to get them off the lot. You can do it from home. They'll bring it to your house. They'll do it all right now at ChastangFord.com. If you don't want to leave the house, you don't want to go out, you don't want to but you still need to buy a vehicle, you can do it all from home, and they won't have any add-ons for you. ChastangFord.com, or get to the dealership at 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.